Okay, let's read. You ready? One, two, three. Zog be chang chu top ne kyang du je kam la chamber nin sen tu truk tu sik ba mena. Okay. Zog be chang chu in Sanskrit. Samyak sambuddhaya. Samyak sambuddha. Say samyak. Sambuddha. Total enlightenment. Make sense? Is there an untotal enlightenment? Yeah, we talked about that. Okay, I can't pull it. Dulja means that which is to be tamed or beaten or whipped into submission. And it's the Tibetan word for disciple. Seriously. Seriously. Dul means like a horse. You dul a horse. A wild horse. So dul ja means that, ja means that which is to be dulled. Okay? What's the word for vinaya? Dulwa, same root. Okay? Discipline. Ningje chenpo? And it says here, ningje chenpo is sikpa to the dulja's calm. What's that mean? Ningje chenpo is sikpaing to the dulja's calm. Huh? What do you want? Sikpa. Chenrei sik. Sikpa. Sikpa is the honorific for to see or to look, okay? Like tong. Tonglam. Tong is non-honorific. Sikpa is honorific. So you'd say Dalai Lama, oh, sik. Look at me. Sik, okay? Kam means what? It's either a place in Tibet in the eastern side, or it means we had a whole Uttara Tantra about disciples' comes. Yeah, there it is. There it is in scripture. Okay, come. The seed, the propensity in the disciples' heart. There, I don't know. What do you, we'll worry about that. Nin means day. Sen means night. Day and night. Tudruk is like tundruk. What's tundruk? Six times. So tudruk means six times a day, three times in the day, three times at night. The totally enlightened ones are looking in great compassion at the calm of the duljas. Why? See what they need. Okay. Anybody ready to hear tantra? Anybody ready for Yamantaka down there yet? They check six times a day. It's probably left over from their six times book thing. You know? And they're like, they check. Okay? Okay, so. And now we're on to calm. I'll put it here. How do you want to translate calm? Very difficult word, calm. It means the seed lying within them which can go into what they will become. You
so,
see?
So then they're Buddha nature.
It's, but there's a specific word for Buddha nature.
Like
Sangye ki rig. Inclination is closer. What'd you say?
Propensity.
Potential, kind of. Is potential okay? I think it's pretty good. His Holiness went on about this during the teachings. He was talking to the translator about kam, mepa, and like that. There's different words in Tibetan. So what did I say last time about this particular statement? It bugged me. Why? Yeah, I mean, you're enlightened. You can see all things in all times. You don't have to stop six times a day to check up on people. You see how their calm is 400 million years from now, today. You know? What's this thing about? So I was just curious. I'll show you how I would check something like this. This is the point of this class, okay? Now, what's a very sort of unusual word in this paragraph? What's like pretty, what do you call that? Unique. Like, I don't want to search for a. right? In 400,000 pages that John Brady's typed in. I'm not going to search for That'll take a while. Yeah, good. Two Druk is definitely good. Two Druk. And then I would put Sikh nearby it. That's this cool thing about this particular program. You can search for it nearby each other. So, six times a day, looking honorific, high honorific. Does anybody talk about that? Because if we hit a book that talks about that, it's got to be talking about this, okay? I hope. How close should they be to each other? How about two lines apart? Where would you like to look? I usually look in the, for general purpose, the Sumbum. The Tibetans wrote 200,000 books about Dharma. There's only 4,000 left from India. The chances are 50 to 1 it's going to be in the Tibetan books. And they're usually more clear. This is really cool. Those of you who know Tibetan, check this out. Middle of the line. You see Nyunsen in the black box? Nod. Nod. Okay. Yeah, Alexander's got it down. Even if you don't know what's going on, just nod. Okay. Nyunsen means day and night, tu drukdu, six times. Sam, but why is it a small letter M instead of a big one? What's that mean in the transcription system? It means a dot over S-E. You've got sa with a dengbu and a dot and a, just a circle over it. What's the next one? Oops, where'd it go? It's T-A-H-A-D-M, McNally. Is that a mistake? T-A-H-A-D with an M dot over it. Is that a Tibetan word? No such word. I mean, totally illegal. There's no such thing. No such thing. Certain monasteries like Tashi Lhunpo, the seat of the Panchen Lama, they keep their textbooks secret. You see, and they don't want anyone reading them. So when they carve them, like the word, everybody would be E-Y with a B over it. Okay? And this is one of those books. So this is Tam Che. This is the last letter of Che and the first letters of Ta, Tam, with a Ma over it. It's everybody, E-Y with a B on top. That's all. And you just have to know, you see? And then we couldn't spy on their textbooks and beat them in the debate, you see? Because otherwise you quote a textbook for like half an hour to beat them on some point, and they get totally confused, and then you say, you have to accept it, it's from your own book, you know? You steal their book and you find quotations. Okay. Sentient Tantali, Sikpar Sumbani, the statement that Buddhas check up on sentient beings, Sem Chen, right? S-E-M, that's Sem Chen, got it? Code. Six times a day, Jiktengi Jesu Tumba Shukpa Yino. They just said that for people who couldn't handle the idea that someone could sit there and check up on you all the time for the next billion years. See? There it is, okay? I like it. I like it. If you really know how to use the database, it's really fun. You know, and there, you know, there's a great author. He said, come on, it's Chankya Rupa Dorje. He's like one of the greatest. What is Rupa Dorje in Sanskrit? Lalita Vajra. Lalita Vajra. Sound familiar? Cool. No, he took the name. He took the name. It's very cool. And he changed it into Tibetan. But anyway, there you go. So yeah, he thought it was weird too that somebody would say the Buddha had to stop and look six times a day. Okay. So why is he talking about this? He said you need great compassion at the seed, during the water and fertilizer, and during the final crops. Yeah? So, okay, obviously you need great compassion to get bodhicitta. So you need it at the beginning. Obviously, to keep doing bodhisattva deeds, you've got to be motivated, so you've got to have great compassion. But couldn't you just kind of drop it once you become a Buddha? He says, no, because if you dropped it once you got to the crop stage, you wouldn't be checking up six times a day on people. You wouldn't want to. Got it? Nod. Okay, good. Just look. Okay. Okay, please repeat. One, two, three. Dujanam ki. 기운 더 내래키 드블라 롱저바당 년랑당 장샘남 직내 직두 규대 규마 중화대 미태배 So if the Buddhas aren't checking up on people six times a day, then nobody would get enlightened, so there wouldn't be anybody to enjoy the crops. Get it? He's still following with the metaphor. Nobody would be able to enjoy the crops if that great compassion weren't there at the end. Nobody else would get to enjoy the crops. Okay? Nor would there be this constant stream of listeners, self-made Buddhists, people on the three tracks, and bodhisattvas, developing out of each other, and also perpetuating each other from year to year. And this is a big thing in Tibet. What? When you talk about crops. You have to put aside 2% or 3% of the crop seeds for next year. I mean, we're not aware of that because we eat from Safeway. But in an agricultural society, it's a big deal that every year, no matter how hungry you are, you don't eat everything. You set some of it aside for next year's seeds, you see? The idea is that there wouldn't be this year-to-year stream of the crops over years if it weren't for this compassion, you see? So not only, he's like throwing in a new image. There wouldn't be this year-to-year regrowing of the seeds, okay? What did we say? Six times? Six times a day is okay for day and night in Tibetan means one 24-hour day. Okay. Okay, so needless to say, if they do have great compassion at the crop stage, then they will look down, and then the exact opposite will occur, which is what two things will occur? Last paragraph.
There'll be someone to enjoy the harvest and there'll be seeds for next year's crop.
Yeah, they'll get to enjoy their harvest and there'll be seeds for next year. And the crops will keep cycling. More and more people will get in line. You see what I mean? Okay.
Is there a reason that they used holy grape compassion here instead of
Oh, that's a good point. Chukila said they're using Tukje Chenpo here and not Nyingje Chenpo for the first time. I think we better, yeah, because it's assuming someone's already enlightened, right? I didn't even translate it. Oops. Precious. Okay. Yeah, and it's a joke. Gyude Gyumar means in a... Chikne Chikta Gyude Gyumar is nice, yeah. It is consonants, poetry, yeah. Can we reflect it? I don't think so. Okay. Okay, let's read it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Nyingje Chenpo Lundu tang te chang chup chok tu sem ke ne gyal se ki chepa la lopa dang kepar duya ta ni la duwe tima me pe tong ni tok pe shira la lopa nam ni. Let's see, anything interesting here. What does it mean, Changchub Choktu Senke? What's the short form of that? Changchub Choktu Senke. Yeah, Changchub Senke. What's the shorter form? Just Senke. Senke. Okay. Which means bodhicitta. Okay, bodhicitta. Gelse means what? Gelwe Se. Bodhisattva. Okay. Son or daughter of the victors. Gelse. And Yosaki Chepa. Yeah, Bodhisattva Charya Avatara, right? Chepala Lopata. Oh, you okay? Capital in Tanyi. How about Tombanyi? Abatongyi. Yeah. Okay, listen. Listen carefully. Ready? Topa. Say Topa.
Topa.
Now say Topa.
Topa.
Listen. First one, Topa.
Topa.
Second one, Topa.
Topa.
Different? No, not different. Okay? But if this word here is not spelled with an S, it sounds like Topa. And if it is spelled with an S, it sounds like Topa. In the first case, it means to have a wrong idea. In the second case, it means to have a correct idea. And when you're debating in the monastery and somebody says, Topa, you're going to say, which Topa are you talking about? You don't go diamond dealer trap, you know? It's like, you say, Topa, here, or Buddha, Topa, here. Which Topa? You're allowed to say that, right? You don't have to say, Tama, Drupa, or okay. You can say, which one are you talking about? Okay? Like, you got to go, Ratatatana, Toka, Sato, Ratatatana, Toka. Talk. You know, which talk you talking about? Okay? It's important. In the debate, it's really important in the debate, though. If you're bored and you're losing a debate, you can always use this one. And distract the guy from what he was saying before. Okay. Some guy says to you, Tongni Tope, cannot, Sosokewa, a non-Arya, a person who has not seen emptiness directly, Tongni Tope, has perceived emptiness, has talked about emptiness. Somebody proposes that to you. You gotta say, I can't answer. He says, why? He says, I don't know if you mean talks or if you mean talk, because they sound the same. And then he has to clarify. So, there's this thing in debate. You can say yes, you can say no, or you can say, what are you talking about? You see what I mean? And then you buy time and you can think about what to say. Okay. It's correct perception. And without it can mean an idea which is maybe probably wrong. Okay, so let's consider people who train themselves in the following way. First, they get great compassion, which triggers what? Bodhicitta, okay? And because they have bodhicitta as on principle, then they can start doing the six perfections. And most especially, they verse themselves in the last perfection, which is wisdom, which does not fall into the two extremes. Okay, let's talk about those people. What three items did he just mention? The three causes for bodhisattvas that we've been talking about all along. He kind of wove them in there. Catch it? Okay. What are the two extremes with this T?
There is no T there. The T has a nature of its own.
That's yutta and metta. Okay? You can say yutta and metta. Okay? This tea didn't come from the kitchen here. This tea didn't come from the kitchen here. That's the refuting that it has existence of its own. Where did it come from? Is there a tea in here which came from the kitchen yurt? No. Is there a tea in here which came from my virtue if I happen to like the tea that they made?
Yes.
Yeah, but the tea which came from the kitchen yurt doesn't exist. That's not there. Oh, but if that doesn't exist, then there's no tea in your cup. That would be following into the two extremes. Another way to say it is Takta and Chetan. What's that? You guys remember? If this tea did come from the kitchen yurt, it would last forever. It would never change. Because it doesn't depend on any real cause. It would just stay the way it always was. That's Takta. Chetan, or it would just never exist. You see? Why? Then any cause. What? The kitchen didn't cause this tea. Go in the kitchen right now, you might not get a tea. You see what I mean? Kitchen doesn't cause tea. My karma causes tea. I serve other people tea, I get tea. I don't serve other people tea. This tea came from my karma. It doesn't come from the kitchen. Got it? It came through the kitchen, but not from the kitchen. Okay? Huh?
Which one is
Cheta? Chet means things have stopped. It couldn't exist. Okay, like that. Okay. You can translate this. Translate it. Somebody translate it. Sankeki Gyuitsawa. Yin. Yeah. They are the... Okay, let's read it together. One, two... It's always his favorite book, I think. One, two, three... Rin Chen Tewa Le. Now, what do we do? It's verse. Bum 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 bum. Okay? If it's Milarepa? Bum 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 bum. Backwards, okay? First Panchen Lama, often that often. It's kind of a trademark. Okay, here we go. One, we're on the second line. One, two, three. Take pa chen po ka shi le. Nin je ngun tang chu kun tang. Ye she chi ma ye she pa. Sem ye su shi de la me. Je su le. Okay, good. Tiger. Yeah, he likes to say that. Semyu sushi. Semyu sushi. Anybody with a brain, come on. Okay? Anybody with a brain could see that this is a great game plan. What? Start with great compassion. Then you'll develop into bodhicitta. Then you'll be able to do bodhisattva stuff, six perfections. And then you'll be able to practice the sixth one, which is wisdom. It's such a great game plan. Anybody with a brain would... Nobody with a brain would criticize that, you know? Okay? Got it? Not... Okay. Sorry? I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. Okay. Rinchen Tewa. String of praise. And that's why, by the way, he used immaculate wisdom up here. Okay, he was setting you up for this quotation. Your mind is already on immaculate. And now his statement matches Nagarjuna's. So he must be right. Okay, got it? You can do that in debate ground too. One, two, three. Kam chi tse ni jie so gi shun di. Tekchengi rikchen namla tekpa chenbe lamki ne kepa chen jita tembe su yue de. Okay? Why didn't he say te? Why did he say te? Whenever te comes after a word that ended in a D, you have to use de. And that could be confusing because de is also a pronoun. That means he, it, she, them, anything. Okay? So it can be really confusing. But if it comes after a word that ended with da, you know it's probably a colon. Yute. Okay? Yute. Got it? I'm going to put a mark here. You know tsewa? Say? Love. Yeah. He's pretty much equating it with Ningje. Yeah, Ningje temple. We talked about it before. Because he says tse ni, this love, this very love. Okay? I like this word here. It's very important in Tantra. Okay? Say ne. 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 Say ne. Ne. Say ne.
Ne.
Say ne.
Ne.
I'll give you it again. Ne.
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 I'll give you four. Okay, here we go again. Ready? Ne.
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 Okay, what are those? First one is N-A-D. Ne. Ne means to be sick, sickness. Okay? Ne. Ne, with a ga prefix letter, ga na da ne, means a crucial point. Crucial, crucial point. And it's a big deal in Tantra. It's like acupuncture points would be called a ne. But these are even more powerful. These are like when you study Dzogrim, when you study the channels in Tantra, when you get to higher Tantra studies, then you're working on certain nays in the body. You know, like you'll go for a crucial point in the body. It's like a chakra, the middle of a chakra or something. It's like if you work at this point, you can blow up your mind in a good way. You see what I mean? You can see emptiness directly. So it's like liver 14 or something, you know? It's like you find a nay and you work at it, and then things happen with your mind, you see? And you can increase it with yoga. So you work at certain points in your body with your mind and with your physical asanas, and then you have some very powerful reaction, and maybe you could see emptiness, you see? So ne is really good to know in Tantra, okay? Ne. So you should learn that word. Did you have a question? You looking?
No, it's
just... Okay, it's cool, right? Oh, so ne, without high tone, is sick. Ne, with a high tone, it's cut off, right? Ta, ne, means crucial point. Ne, with a sa, means two things, from or barley. Okay, who knew that? That's weird. Okay. It only comes in the text in, you're going to have it in fire offering tomorrow. Shatama will talk about ne, right? And then ne means a place, or to remain. So now you learn four nays and you're not going to confuse them, right? With ne tso, which means a parrot. That's a different sign. Okay. But you see how you have to know the tones, and you have to know when they're cut off and when they're not cut off. Otherwise, you'll never be good at Tibetan. Never. Okay. Kangje Tsenyi is a quotation. And I think we've already translated it. So how would I check to see if we've already translated it? In a dumb program like Word. Yeah, I could go to the top. Kangje. Say, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We translated this before, you see? Kangje Tsenyi. So, in Tibetan, word order, for love and only love, comes first. In English word order, at the very beginning comes first. Now, we're translating, he's referring to these lines. Oops. So the way I get around this problem is, you can either quote the beginning words, but then you lose the impact of the word he chose. You could say in the beginning, but he chose the words love and only love, you see? Or you could say, instead of saying the lines that begin with love are only love, you could say what? The verse which includes the line. That's how I get around it. I think it's more powerful. Because you include love and only love. You see what I mean? Okay? There's two ways you can approach this as a translator. Got it? Nod. You can start it out with the few words of the English translation, which is in the beginning, which is not what he said. Or you could start out with love and only love, and you could say the words beginning with that, which puts you in the wrong place. Or you could say the verse which includes that line about love and only love. Okay, so here we go. That's very important for those of you who really want to be translators. It's a very nice trick. Okay. By the way, are you guys writing homework? Where is Alistair? Right. Are you writing homeworks? Working on it. I had an idea. When you start handing them out, let me know. And the people who hand them in get to sit up here. And I'll debate more with them. Because they're more serious. And then the people who are here for the snacks that I hand out. One each, okay? I'm kind of low today. They get to sit in the back. Okay? It's not really a punishment. Okay. There's a certain, I get one. She can't say no. She doesn't know how many I got either. Oh, there's another important word here. Say Rick.
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 Rick. Rick with a sa means a family or type. And it's going to be important on Sunday. We're going to talk about Rigna, the fa's of the Rigna. Okay? Say fa.
Fa.
Of the Rigna.
Rigna.
Yeah, Rigna means the five families, five Buddha families. Na means devas. And on Sunday we'll reach the part in the initiation about the five angels of the five families. Very important. And there'll be lots of homework questions about Rig. This is the same Rig that means Buddha nature also. So it can mean family or type or Buddha nature. Okay. Now there's a dhamka here, or a nungdom. What's a dhamka? Dhamka is a very important word in Tibetan. It means alternate spelling. In Tibetan, there are many alternate spellings, like color with O-U-R, or, you know, like we have English and American, British and American spellings. White boy. Kevin, they use English spellings in Ireland, or? They use English spellings in Ireland, or? Mostly, right? British spellings in Ireland? Yeah. But it's like that. Dhamka means you can choose either one and it's not incorrect. And nungdom means a moral dilemma. Like they say in the Vinaya, if your Nelama goes out of town and it's time to go to Sojong, should you look for a new Nelama right away and miss Sojong, or should you go to Sojong and look for the Nelama afterwards? Why does it come up here? If you're chewing gum and they hand out this chocolate stuff. You either corrupt the gum or store it. Anyway, okay. Today, I cut this here because let's read it together first. Just the top two lines. 1, 2, 3. Take chen ba chen de ba nam ki tam bo nin je chen be chen wang tu kyur. Those of you who studied in Sera with Geshe Thubten Rinchen, what is Shen Wang?
It's one of the three attributes.
One of the three attributes of the Minoli school. Okay. And what's it mean, though? It means other power. It means like normally a person might be other power if they can't get all the sweets they want. Because there's somebody else around who tells them whether they can have it or not. And in that case, they're Shenwang, you see? Like, they are under the control, under the power of somebody else. And it means you can't, you're not independent, like you're, what, if A does A, then you have to do A, and if A does B, you have to do B. See what I mean? Got that? So, here it says, Ningbe Chenbe Shenwang Du Kyur. What's that mean? Those who have any hope of following the greater way, they better ninja chenbe shenwang to cure. Yeah, they have to lose themselves to great compassion. They have to surrender themselves to great compassion. Okay, got it? Here, shenwang, you know, if you're not a very skilled translator, you'd be like looking for the other two attributes of the mind-only system, you know? But here it's... It's a colloquial use of that same term, to be under the power of somebody else, meaning to surrender here. Okay, so, and there, this sentence actually continues down to here, which is tenbe chir. So we have to start the sentence with, and that's true because, you're going to get sick of this, right? It's a debate text. Everything he says is a debate, right? He probably like said, you can't tell me what's for breakfast, you know? God, I know. I bet we're having Cheerios. Cheerios. So it must be Rice Krispies. I go through this every morning. And this is true. Lose themselves or surrender themselves to great compassion. Surrender themselves. Sorry?
What did you just change up there?
Oh, you know, I just put a piece of the third piece up to the first piece because it comes that way in English syntax. Okay? Rinchen Tenma is talking like that. Okay? Finally. Sorry?
Is he a colon instead of a period?
Where?
After following. Where you just did it, and this is true because what the text is describing is the following colon.
Oh, nah, it's okay. It's a dhamma. What's a dhamma?
I was just going to ask you that.
Either one is okay.
Okay.
Right? That's what we talked about, a dhamma.
What are the after first? What is the after first following, and then the lowercase?
Oh, if it were a colon, yeah. You mean that?
But it's not a colon, so it's still uppercase. Following, is that a period?
Yeah, that's a period right there. Yeah, okay. Finally. Sorry. Should have seen me before computers on typewriter. This should be consistent. Sorry, that's just required by what comes later, so don't worry about it. No? Oh.
Instead of before, it was... compassion and the mind that transcends duality.
And then, yeah, he'll get to that. Okay. He's going to talk about that. That's good. It's a good question. It's a good question. Okay. Oh, by the way, that little chocolate ball was a birthday cake. And we have to sing happy birthday for a certain guy from Peru whose name is De La Borda. Okay. Jose. And it was on Seju, but he made me promise not to tell anybody, so I'm going to do it tonight. Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lord. Happy birthday to you.
We'll have a cake tomorrow. We actually have it ready. Right? It's a big white cake with blue stuff. Really? She wouldn't let me bring it because she was afraid it would disappear. Okay. Okay, let's read together. One, two, three.
So sor chene chakselwa la inje chembo. Jongje ki tap shepa de la tene kepe ninje ngo shepa ni tambola.
He says, now we get to the part where we do our obeisance by dividing. If that doesn't sound familiar, you weren't here a year ago when we started this part. And I had to go back and check, so let's look it up. Here's where we were before, okay? We were talking about the offering of praise which serves as a vehicle for undertaking the composition of the commentary. He hasn't gotten to the commentary yet. He's just saying how great Buddhas are and Bodhisattvas and what causes them, okay? He didn't even get to the book yet. It's been a year, right? And he said, this preliminary will have two parts. What? We'll honor great compassion without dividing it, and then we'll honor great compassion by dividing it. What's he mean by dividing? I have no idea. When we get there, we'll see. So anyway, now you know. Oops. Did I put? Was it three?
One.
Was it one? That was really dumb. So, by the way, translation rule number 87, I don't know, okay?
84,000.
The author of a Tibetan text will just say, like here, he won't even give you a clue where he's at. He'll just say, and now we'll talk about dividing, prostrating after dividing. And you're supposed to remember that a year ago? You know, you were talking about these two sections, right? Or sometimes he'll say nipani. After a year, he'll say, and part two. And he won't tell you what's part two. So as a translator, I like to do what? I like to put A14BC/3789.444 in these huge letters across the top of the page. Right? Very helpful. I hate that. It's Lamrim Temo. It's what they did with Lamrim Temo. It drives me crazy. I mean, just say, here's part two, and don't be lazy. Go back and look up what part two was. And tell the reader. That's what we do in English, right? We don't say part two, and they have to guess what it was, right? So let's go back to part two. Let's give them part two, right? It's a lot easier if it's on a computer, right? But don't be lazy. Go back and find part two, you know? Don't be lazy. Second part of what? Let's take this whole dang thing and copy it. And stick it down there. And let's really help them. Just so you can remember where you were. Okay? This brings us to the second part from above. Second part. Now, how dividing it, we don't know yet, okay? Yeah, I know. Seems like that. We'll see. Actually, it's going to answer your question from before. I think. Okay. Okay, so first he's going to explain I mean, we're sort of getting into some actual stuff you can use, finally. I'm going to tell you about how to develop great compassion. B, I'll tell you exactly what great compassion is like that you're going to develop by using the method I'm going to teach you. Okay, so those two parts. Got it? Nod. Okay. Oh, I got lots of nods. Okay. The chocolate stuff works. One, two, three. Narshepe yinten heta budam tembe ninje chembo jongje ki tak yer de. Right? Not de. De. Why? Because it ended with da. Okay. Okay, here we go. There does exist a method for developing that great compassion which possesses the high qualities that we've already described. And this is true because, okay, this gets really cool. This is a very famous, really, really famous section of this book. And let's read it. I'm glad we got to it tonight. One, two, three. Sem chen korwa korsu so chun ki gimmo dan chitun nampa dhukdu jane sampa la tene kewe. Okay, I don't want to sleep this, okay? This is whims, this is for whims, right? Gikula. Nobody in the debate ground going like this, okay? Okay? All right, here we go. Translation question. Where's Lori? Is she here? Where's my English? Okay. Semchen korwe kor... Say, semchen?
Semchen.
Korwar?
Korwar.
Kortsu?
Kortsu.
Semchen?
Semchen.
Korwar?
Korwar.
Kortsu?
Kortsu.
Korwar means... Samsara. Get samsara, okay? Samsara is not your mom and dad's house. Or your last girlfriend. Samsara is any self-perpetuating downward cycle in your life, you know? It's the last time you got upset at the people who bug you. You did a samsara. You set a samsara in motion, you see? Why? Because they'll come back to bug you again because you said something to them. And then you'll say something again and then they'll bug you again. You see? And you set in motion. You're triggering little mini samsaras your whole day. Little mini samsaras, little self-perpetuating downward cycles are being perpetuated all day, every day. Every time you are unhappy about anything, anytime you're upset or disturbed or even a little off balance about anything, you're setting in motion a mini samsara, right there. You see, so that you got all these little mini samsaras going. You know, you got all these. Every time you're unhappy about anything, you've set off a mini samsara. Okay, they're just like little poo-poos that you set into motion. You know, like you're upset at somebody and you say something and then you perpetuated them again. Then tomorrow they're going to be back again. You see what I mean? And you've got these little. Booby traps, you've set boomerangs, you've thrown. And you know, like today I threw 48 boomerangs, you know. Ha ha! You know, and then tomorrow it's bam, bam, you know, and I'm like, what happened? You know, why me? You know, okay? Like, don't think of samsara as out there, you know. It really bugs me. I saw people at this holiness, oh, I left samsara, what? Oh, I am staying in a cabin in the mountains, you know. Yeah, right. You know. You weren't in three or retreat, you know, like that, you know. Sometimes all these little troubles, all these little time bombs you're setting for yourself are your little samsaras. Okay, so anyway, we develop compassion by contemplating in which we compare the way in which living beings, oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. How do you want to get this pun? They are korwaing in korwa.
Circling
in the cycle.
What did you say?
Yeah, I like that. Circling around in the cycle of suffering. How about, cycling through the... spinning through the... down spiraling in this downward spiral.
Is samsara too foreign a word?
I never use foreign words. Why? I'm trampling. No, it drives me crazy. Like, I won't name the publishers, the two of them. But it's like, take the kadanka, stick it into the, you know, bomb, bija sobo, until the samsara, then you're like, well, at least the prepositions are translated. Okay. You look at which we compare the way in which. Yeah. You compare the way that. being circled.
Cycles?
Okay, how's that? Is that good?
Say the endless cycle?
No, because it's not. Beginningless. Beginningless even with the mini samsaras, right? Like someone bugged me endless lifetimes ago and I started responding. And then today's was just the latest link, you know? Okay. The name is... Okay, tough word. Very tough word. Say sochun. The only... It's a hapax legomen. The only place it happens in all of literature is this, sochun. Sochun means... you ever seen in India where there's a big well, a very deep well, and if you had to stand there and pull this rope up, I did it. I mean, your hands are just bleeding. I was in an ashram when I was like 20, and we just did that all day. And then you get smart, you hook up this wooden wheel to a pole, and then you get an ox and you hook him up to the wheel, and he walks around the pole, and then it pulls the bucket up from the well. Okay, got it? So there's this like two or three wooden cogs, and that's called a sochun kikorlo. That machine, which is ancient, made out of wood and rope pulleys, is called a sochun kikorlo. It's what do you want to call it?
Water
wheel's okay.
Yeah.
Rinpoche used to explain it as the... there's also these wheels that they move irrigation water up to a higher field.
Can we use that last term?
Yeah. They're like wheels, but they look like Ferris wheels, and the buckets come up and they spill, and then the impetus of the bucket of spilling the water keeps it spinning like that. And but in this particular case, he's going to be talking about the one in a well, because that's important, because the well represents something. And if you use the field one, you don't have a well, and then you can't explain that. Okay. And then he says gyumo. Gyumo means like the ideas of this bucket, a bucket coming up while a bucket's going down, and this perpetuation, perpetuated cycle. To perpetual water wheel? Is that too, is that all right? Self-perpetuating water wheel? Wake up here. You just got 15 minutes to go, that's all. What do you want to call it? You got to get that sensation of, I got upset today. I responded. I set it in motion again. You got to get clunk, 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 clunk.
But it's self-perpetuating.
Self-perpetuating water wheel?
Yeah.
Because that's
the part. Give me another word for the idea of continuation.
Perpetual.
I think self-perpetuating.
I like self-perpetuating. I think we're getting in trouble, because he's going to start to talk about the ox as the one who sets it in motion.
Hamster wheel.
Okay, hamster wheel.
Ever turning?
Continually something. Yeah, ever turning. I like that, ever turning. Yeah. I think continually. Continually, because you can cut it. Continually turning. Well wheel?
No, water wheel.
Wheel of Well buckets? Do you buy that?
Yeah.
That's nice. I like it. It's correct. It's correct. I mean, whether it's beautiful or not.
Is the thing that we're trying to describe the buckets moving or the gears at the top?
There's going to be six elements, and that's what he's saying right here.
So it's a mechanism.
Which one are we in?
There's going to be six qualities of this vision that we. The well is going to be one of them. The how it sets in motion, you know, how it goes up and down. It's the whole scene that we're going to cover.
You want to avoid the idea of a mechanism?
I like the idea of a mechanism.
Are we trying to name the entire process, or are we just trying to name?
I think we're just trying to name the mechanism, the machine.
If we say mechanism, the continually turning mechanism of a water wheel.
Is that okay with you guys?
Water wheel is that,
you don't know what a water wheel is.
I'll tell you what. You know what you do sometimes? Translation rule number 87.
Come back.
Leave it there when you're tired, and come back to it when you're fresh at the beginning of the next class. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we weren't tired then, though. Anyway, if you asked, if you mentioned So Chin to a Tibetan, 990 out of 1,000 wouldn't know what the hell you're talking about. You see, so it is a weird word even in Tibetan. Yeah.
What if we give it a name and then there's like a little descriptive box?
I hate those things. No, I'll tell you why. It interrupts the flow of the reader. The eye has to go down to the bottom and say, "This is a machine for bringing wheel," you know. And then by that time they already went home. You know, they already put the book down and started reading Harry Potter. It's what we do. I can't believe what he did to Dumbledore. But I'm not telling you what he did. I agree. You could call it a mill wheel, but then they'd expect me to grind some grain or something, I'm afraid. sleep on it. Trust me. Okay. Let's book. How many for? You want utilizing a contemplation or using a contemplation?
Using.
Oh, that was pretty
clear. I like utilizing.
Okay, forget democracy. We got a few minutes left.
Turning a wheel to raise buckets.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean,
say it again.
Like oxen turning a wheel to raise buckets from a well.
I think it's going to cause problems later because we need a two-syllable noun. I mean, sometimes it's a really good idea to make it into a clause or a phrase, but I think you'll get in trouble here because it's going to come up. I'll change it at home and they won't even know. I hope he's not going to say cheer way down the heck. Whoa. We have a book like that. Anyway. I'm going to divide the six out and make them short sentences just so we can work on them easier. So there are six parts of the, what do you call it? The illustration. There are six elements in the illustration. We'll go through them one by one. This is really, really famous in this book. And it's very helpful for understanding asamsara. I like to say asamsara, rather than samsara as some place. You know, like we're always kicking off asamsara. And then it hits us in the head. And we have a choice to stop asamsara by not responding to the person who bugs us. Okay. Let's read it together. One, two. I know you're going to say so-chun and not zo-chun, and definitely not so-chun, which would mean broken teeth or something like that. So-chun. So, low tone. Sa. Say sa.
Sa.
Sa means I'm eating. Say sa.
Sa.
Sa means this is a place. Okay? Big difference, right? Say sa.
Sa.
I'm eating. Sa.
Sa.
This is a place. Got it? Here we go. One, two, three.
Berna so chun gi gyumbo de tapa so ki tam tu ching ba tam.
Okay. I want to call it well wheel. I don't know. You did we?
Okay. People might think that you're talking about a crank that you turn, but
yeah. It'll come.
Maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe the first time you mention it, you can say like ox driven well wheel or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll say,
Yeah. Let's describe the six metaphors and see if you get a clearer picture. I'm stalling. So all the buckets are really tightly tied together, okay? That's first element. I'm going to try buckets and let's see if it works. Now, get this one. We got 1 minute left. Let's read this one together. One, two, three.
Ke lu tsu wa la tene rang wang me pa. Korwa da.
Say korwa.
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 Is there a difference?
Yeah.
The second one has an accent on the first syllable. I'll say it again. Korwa.
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 The second one is a verb. To spin. To circle. The first one is a noun. A circle. Okay? So this is korwa. Be korwa. Rangwang mepa, without any rangwang. We just had shenwang. What's rangwang?
Self-power.
Yeah, this is the opposite of shenwang. So rangwang is a Tibetan word for independence. Like right after 1959, the newspaper came out in India called Rangwang Thakpar, the independence newspaper, Independence Times or something, because they wanted the Tibet back. If you say rangwang in Tibet, you can get your head shot, you know. This word is not used. Rangwang means independence, you know. Rangwang. We want Rangwang, you know. And it's opposite of Shenwang, okay? But Rangwang Mepa here.
They're not.
Yeah. Without any independence, meaning totally, how would you say that? It means helplessly. You get how he's going to be comparing it to samsara, right? So helplessly. The buckets. Secondly, the buckets circle up and down helplessly. Or what's another word for that?
Yeah, that's anthropomorphic. Circle up and down.
Yeah, I'm just going to put helplessly and we'll change it.
I think he said with the earlier
all depend upon me. So So here they've got the person turning the wheel. Okay. So once the person starts turning this wheel, so instead of an ox, they have a person. Okay. Do the buckets have a choice? That's the point. Choicelessly. But what's a better way to say that?
About all in control of the efforts.
Predictably?
Under the control.
No, it has to be negative. It has to be... It has to be... see, they could say we don't want a circle today, but there's no choice. Because they're all tied up, and because the initial impetus has begun, they must move. They have no choice.
It sounds like slaves.
I like that.
What's that?
Involuntarily.
That sounds like they could have it.
Well, that's the
They are forced to circle.
No, you see, it has to have this, what do you call it?
Without people.
Like slaves.
It has to have some empathy. It means like sentient beings are, living beings are like, they're like, they don't have a choice, you see, they're like helpless.
Choiceless.
Well, it's all going to be applied. The metaphors are all going to be tied in right after this.
Can you say they are forced to circle up again? Compelled.
Yeah. It has to be negative, you see, it has to be.
With no will of their own?
Against their will.
Against their will.
They're buckets.
Well, buckets aren't rang wang. I mean, rang wang means free will. It's like free will.
So, with no will of their own? They have no will of their own. They're buckets.
Willlessly. You want to say they have no will of their own? Unwillingly?
Against
that implies that they don't want to go. And this just means that they don't have a choice. You see what I mean? There's a difference. I like helpless. Because it sounds like a Neil Young song. Helpless. Okay.
Can you emphasize it with the verb like forced or dragged or something?
Powerlessly.
Automatically?
No, automatically doesn't have a negative.
Because of? Is that all right? I kind of like that.
I would put this is they help us.
Is there a better word for efforts? It means the push. It means, it's more like impetus. Or it's more like the oomph behind it.
The pull or the push.
But it's too scholarly for a well.
Labor? By the pull of
But that doesn't imply, that means the person is sweating. This means driving force.
Impetus, force. Push.
Say again? That's pretty good.
The force.
We already used.
Oh, we already got a force in there.
Action.
The will.
The will.
Thrust is close.
The muscles.
Will is nice.
We'll put a. Well, you tell me next time.
No.
Okay. No, 3 minutes over, she'll kill me. She said, we only got 10 minute break. Okay. We gotta go. I'm gonna do a backup.
Energy?
Rule number 38.
The energy. That's good.
I like that. Who said energy?
That's.
Yeah, okay, you got that one.
And the backup
would have. That's okay.
I'll
do. Yeah. You ready? We'll get what do you ready? Who's?
We didn't do.
You want to do it? Sanyeshin
cognito pascio.
So Ken Rinpoche had hundreds and hundreds of students. And I'm the one who gets to sit up here and do this, which is really fun. And, you know, help start Diamond Mountain and stuff like that. So why? Because I wanted to study Tibetan all day. And he said no. And he said, you have to make momos. You have to mow the lawn. You have to build me a house, you know. You have to drive me around. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to study Tibetan. I want to get good at Tibetan. He said, no, no, we're going to... Let's. You're going to go to the store and we're going to do grocery shopping. I was like, I hate grocery shopping. No, no, you're going to make momos. I don't even eat meat. You know, and then, frankly, he was right, as usual, right? And it's only all the karma you do for the place and your teacher that makes you a great translator. You know, really, that's the power. That's the energy that moves the wheel. Helplessly. Okay. It's not very good helplessly. We gotta come up with something better. But really it is. Okay, that's why I'm here. Because I made, McDonald's used to have that thing, 500,000. I used to have a sign in front of the kitchen, like, 50,000 momos made, you know. He wouldn't let me grind the meat in a machine. He said, you have to cut it with a cleaver, you know. And he taught me to do it with my eyes closed, you know. Why am I talking about this? First of all, really, that's the key to be a great translator. You don't have to study so hard if you make a lot of momos for your teacher, or you serve the place, you serve the Diamond Mountain. Then you don't have to work so hard. It will just come. You wake up one morning, you're just like, wow, I understand everything. You know. So that's the key. So I'm sure on this coming Monday, when class is canceled, so that we can have a work day here, everyone will come and work, okay? It's really frustrating. If you don't come, it means you don't get it. You don't get why the place is here, and you don't get worldview. You think that you're going to get good at Tibetan by reading a book or something, and that's not it. It's slopping adobe mud on the bricks and stuff like that. That's what causes it. It's a direct cause of mastering things. And that's why I'm sitting here. I mean, probably there's a direct ratio between the number of momos and the syllables I can translate or something. You know what I mean? Probably. So come on Monday. What time does it start?
1 o'clock.
1 here, 10 in Bowie.
One here, 10 in Bowie. Bring a hat. Bring some gloves. Right? Bring a lot of water. And come. And then you'll really be a great... Everything will come. Your meditations will go great. Your translation will be great. Everything comes from serving the place, right? Okay? All right. See you then.